This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to Money Control. This is Jerome Anthony and you're tuned into the Market Podcast. Today we are going to talk to you about what really happened in the market this past week and what are we going to look forward to in the coming week. To tell us all about it, I have Money Control editor Santosh Nair with me. Hi and welcome to the show, Santosh.
Hi Jerome, pleasure to be here.
So Santosh, a really good week as far as the Sensex, as far as the market is concerned.
Yes, big gains in the Sensex and Nifty. More importantly, you're seeing some good rally in mid-cap and small-cap shares as well. So since Samvat, market has been steadily rising for four consecutive sessions. The mood for now is quite upbeat.
Okay. And a lot of buying there or a lot of investments coming in from FIIs?
So what has really changed over the last couple of weeks is that we are seeing much more buying by foreign institutional investors, mm-hmm. and domestic investors too have been steady buyers. So it's more of a liquidity driven rally at this point.
Okay.
As most people in the market say, it's more of a hope rally.
Okay.
Because if you look at the fundamental side of the picture, mm-hmm. it's certainly not encouraging. In fact, news flow has been largely negative. Mm-hmm. So ultimately, the stock market is a reflection of the economy. If things are not going too well for the economy, then it's very hard for these kind of rallies to sustain.
Okay.
So while the market is rallying, you've seen a huge run up in the Sensex and the Nifty. Now it's also true that market is a lead indicator. So before things start turning around in the economy, usually the markets get wind of it before that. So they run up even before the economy has started improving. They anticipate a recovery in the economy.
Okay.
But right now, from the look of it, things look pretty dire. So most experts are saying that a quick turnaround doesn't look possible. It will take some time for the policy measures of the government to feed through into the economy,
mm-hmm.
and recovery is still some way off. So if you look at the quarterly numbers of companies, the net profit has increased, has improved, but at the same time, the top line, that's revenue growth, it's been weak, which means that there's no demand in the economy yet. So you're not seeing, despite the incentives, the measures by the government, that's yet to translate into better demand. So till that happens, you will not really see companies post very good earnings in terms of revenue growth.
Okay.
So the profit growth was better than expected for this quarter, but most market experts are not reading too much into that.
Okay, Santosh, so when you're saying that yes, things are not looking good, so do you mean there is a slowdown but investors are still positive that there will be a turnaround soon?
One way to look at it is that yes, of course. The second thing which is happening in the market is that the rally largely has been concentrated to a few stocks.
Okay.
Last couple of weeks it's been slightly better. You've seen buying interest in mid and small cap stocks as well. But if you see the frontline stocks, it's a handful of stocks that are doing very well,
yeah.
whereas the rest of the stocks have had a middling performance. If you look at the mid cap space, if you look at the BSE mid cap index, more than 50% of the stocks have kind of underperformed.
Okay.
Well, you've seen the top 10 or 15 stocks there doing really well. So it's in to that effect, rally is still narrow.
Okay.
So what is happening is that you're seeing investors buying more of quality stocks.
Mm-hmm.
So the stocks which are doing well are the ones in which there is earnings visibility. But on the flip side,
mm-hmm.
as some analysts have now been asking, is that how much price would you pay even if it's a quality stock? And they've shown that some of the consumer companies, notably the FMCG companies, over the last 10 years, their compounded annual growth rate
mm-hmm.
has been lower than that of nominal GDP.
Oh.
So despite that, the market is assigning a very high valuation to these stocks. They've become very expensive. So how more expensive can they get? How much more would you be willing to pay for that?
Okay.
So, I mean, if you were to just focus on the Sensex and the Nifty, yes, this is a great market. But deep down, there seems to be a lot of skepticism. HNIs have not started the kind of interest that they were showing till about 18 months back. They're not back in a big way.
Okay.
It's largely driven by institutional investors want. Broad-based participation is just not there. So this is the trend at this point.
All right, Santosh. What about developments on the economy front? There were quite a few numbers that were released.
So the core sector number, which was announced on Thursday evening, gave a very depressing picture. The output of core infrastructure industries contracted by 5.2% in October, as 7 of the 8 sectors saw negative growth. And the manufacturing activity is at a 2-year low. It has continued to weaken in October, with factory orders and production rising at the weakest rate, according to a monthly survey. And then there's some green shoots, though. Bank credit growth has shown a slight improvement in September. That was largely driven by the micro, small and medium enterprise, and also mortgage. Those two segments have done pretty well. So it's not as if everything is wrong with the economy, but at this point in time, the negative indicators are more than that of the positive indicators. You had the US Fed cutting rates. Now, a rate cut is usually seen as positive for emerging markets, as some money is expected to move out of treasury into risk assets. But again, given the global backdrop where you have an ongoing trade war between China and US, which is still far away from resolution, there is worry that the global economy could be perhaps slowing down. Okay. And in such a backdrop, it's unlikely that emerging markets will do well if the global economy as a whole is not doing too well.
Okay.
Not a very good week for Bharti Airtel. So rating agencies Fitch and S&P have placed Bharti Airtel on rating watch negative.
Okay.
Due to the recent Supreme Court ruling on adjusted gross revenue, which is the Supreme Court has said that they will have to pay the dues which was so far being disputed by the telecom companies. So these were some of the major developments during the week.
All right. And what about the business front? Auto sales numbers came in this week.
Auto numbers for the month gone by were pretty good, mainly because of the festive season. Again, one has to see whether it can be sustained. October was a good week, and to that extent, you saw a fair bit of buying interest in auto stocks. But again, people are cautious because they will wait and see if this trend will sustain. Most likely, this trend may not sustain.
Mm-hmm.
But as a result of this positive sentiment, what has happened is the base of the market just got lifted somewhat.
Mm-hmm.
If you see the gloom and doom that was the mood, which is so morose till the last week of September, since then the market has rallied by more than 10%.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very hard to see the market correct 10% all of a sudden.
Okay.
But the upside, again, remains to be seen how much the market can run away from here. So most likely what people are saying is that you could see indices, stocks all consolidate the big gains that they have made. Runaway gains look very unlikely from these levels.
All right, Santosh. Before moving on to earnings, I would just like to ask you, there was the Center for Monitoring Indian Economy came out with data on jobs. Not a pretty picture there.
Yes, so unemployment rate has risen to a 3-year high of 8.84% in October. Again, that's not really surprising when you look at the overall slowdown in the economy. That's just a reflection of that.
All right. And what about earnings? What results did we have this week?
So among the major ones, you had Dr. Reddy's and IOC. Dr. Reddy's net profit was up close to about 120% year on year, while revenue was up about 26%. IOC's net profit was down by about 84% and revenue was down by about 15%. So this week you had mostly mid and small cap companies reporting their numbers. A common trend was in most mid cap companies, the profit numbers showed a healthy growth year on year. However, the top line, clearly the demand weakness is showing.
Okay. And what do we look forward to in the coming week?
So coming week, it's again, the focus is going to be earnings. We have HDFC, Dabur, Titan, Tech Mahindra, Cipla, Tata Steel, Ashok Leyland, Tata Power, Punjab National Bank, Bosch, Canara Bank, Bank of Baroda, all reporting their numbers.
Wow, quite a lot of action could be seen in the banking sector in the coming week.
Yes.
All right, Santosh, thank you so much for all these updates.
Thank you, Jerome. As always, a pleasure being here.
And now a word on our subscription product. Money Control Pro offers curated market data, independent equity analysis, exclusive trading recommendations, and actionable investment ideas to subscribers. In the Great Diwali discount offer, you can get access to Money Control Pro for as little as Rs. 289 for a year. Use code Diwali. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app. The offer, which is available on Android and web, ends on November 7th.
With that, we wrap this episode of the Market Podcast. In case you have any query for Santosh, please do write to us on mcpodcast@nw18.com. I repeat, that's mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views and updates, stay logged on to Money Control. Thank you for listening.